The rail company Amtrak and the Federal Railroad Administration are looking at extending the Hiawatha passenger rail line that currently runs between Milwaukee and Chicago. Officials have expressed interest in building an Amtrak station in Madison to connect the route to the Twin Cities. It could also bring the route through Eau Claire. They're also exploring new connections from Milwaukee to Green Bay and the Fox Cities. The proposed expansions could create more convenient rail travel between some of Wisconsin's largest communities using funding from the Biden administration's bipartisan infrastructure bill. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you want to see passenger rail service expanded here in Wisconsin? Do you want to see it come to your town if it's not there already? Would you use trains more or start using trains if there were more convenient routes here in the state? What questions do you have? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Terry Brown is the Vice President for Public Relations for the Wisconsin Association of Rail Passengers. Terry, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Thanks for having me on again.
Before we get to the new proposals, remind us, for people who don't pay attention to rail travel, what options do we currently have in Wisconsin?
Well, car is obviously huge. The personal automobile is still the largest. The number of bus companies has been declining within the state of Wisconsin through the pandemic, but there are still some locally owned bus carriers that offer people options. Obviously, airplanes are still going. Dane County Airport, Mitchell Airport in Milwaukee, and how many others there? Maybe they're flying fewer flights than they did in 2019, but airplanes are still going. And railroads, my favorite topic to talk about. Mm-hmm. And obviously, the Hiawatha goes just between Milwaukee and Chicago, and we're looking to try to expand that as best we can. The Empire Builder continues west beyond Milwaukee, goes through Columbus and Toma and Wisconsin Dells, and La Crosse is the largest stop within the state of Wisconsin for the Empire Builder. And it continues up to St. Paul, Minneapolis, Twin Cities.
A lot of cities not on that list, including the second and third biggest, Madison and Green Bay, and the Fox Cities area, of course. Now, we have this map from Amtrak showing, hey, here are possible new routes that would add in those cities I just listed if all of them were done. Can you tell us a little bit about this Amtrak, I guess, vision for expansion here in Wisconsin?
Good word, vision. Okay, that's several entities. The Federal Railroad Administration has that. MIPR, the Midwest Interstate Passenger Rail Commission, also has Madison and Green Bay on their wish list, their vision list to increase passenger rail routes within the state of Wisconsin. Those two that you outlined are not... How do I want to say this? Not coincidentally, those are the largest areas, as you said, that do not have passenger rail service now. And those seem to be a drop in the bucket. Those seem to be a gimme if you're a golfer. They seem to be a free throw to get service going, and they would most certainly be successful.
Let's look at Madison for starters, because it seems like this is the furthest along. Madison community leaders are not looking at if, but also where they would put a rail station. What kind of plans could be in the works, again, with this federal infrastructure funding for stops in Madison?
Madison should be eligible to get money to help them construct the rail station. They should be eligible to get money to help the engineering. HNTB was hired on to select a location for the station. That was a large part of that meeting last week Wednesday. By chance, did you go to that meeting?
I did not.
I did not either. So I participated on the Zoom call, the Zoom meeting, and everyone was very excited about how many people showed up in person, and even more excited about how many people showed up in the online version of the meeting. So this meeting helped educate the public on the fact that Amtrak and the FRA are going to have rules and expectations as to where the station goes, what they need to have. Madison also should have expectations of what the station would do for Madison. Most importantly, would be connecting to other modes of transportation. A lot of folks like to talk about the train gets you to Madison, but what about the last mile is what it's called. What about the last mile? Will taxi cabs have access? Will the Madison bus have access to this train station? Those are all very important ideas that need to be discussed. And one of the things I like to discuss is something that another passenger rail company called Brightline in Florida has done very well at showing us how it can be done, is a 21st century train station with all the amenities surrounding the train station, be it retail, be it standard customer service, be it apartments or condos. And hopefully Madison does it right and gets all those ingredients in the mix.
Talking to Terry Brown with the Wisconsin Association of Rail Passengers, looking at visions from Amtrak and federal rail authorities for expanding rail service to Wisconsin or in Wisconsin. Madison, Eau Claire stops possible, Green Bay, Fox Cities. Do you want to see those? 800-642-1234 with your thoughts, your questions. Let's go to your calls now. Lonnie is with us on the road from along one of those routes from Green Bay to Chicago. Lonnie, hi.
Hi there. I'm currently living north of Green Bay after moving back 4 years ago after being gone for 50 years. I was taking the Greyhound bus. They cut their services and it's now 10 hours to go. I would most definitely get on an Amtrak regularly, once or twice a month.
Lonnie, thanks a lot for sharing that with us. Terry, it seems like this is maybe further in the visioning stage, that idea of connections through Milwaukee to the Fox Cities and Green Bay.
Well, different people and different, I don't want to say different processes, but different people are involved in getting a train through the Fox Valley to Green Bay. And in reality, well, some people would say, yes, the Green Bay Extension train is much farther behind the progress on the Madison Extension train. I would kind of disagree. The mayor of Green Bay, and his name eludes me at the moment, is quite the Amtrak advocate. And there's been quite a bit of stirring going on between Green Bay, Appleton. They're doing their own work. They're doing their homework behind the scenes just as well. So I'm not sure in the overall scheme, I'm not sure how far they really are behind Madison. It wouldn't surprise me if you want to call it a race, it wouldn't surprise me if Green Bay got there first, but remains to be seen. Keep in mind, one of the reasons why Green Bay has an outside chance of getting the train finished before Madison is there's already a mature freight rail line running most of the way. It's Canadian National Freight Lines. And although the mileage distance would be longer, look at the condition of the track between Watertown and Madison. There's going to be a lot of work that'll need to be done there. I'm not saying those are perfect reasons for Green Bay to get a train first, but I'm just saying it's not out of the question. I for one wouldn't be surprised, but Madison, obviously with the meeting they had last week, created a lot of attention, a bunch of excitement. Madison created a large amount of hope for passenger rail in Wisconsin, and not just passenger rail to Madison, but hope for passenger rail throughout the entire state of Wisconsin, where it makes sense. If we can get Madison to do it right this time compared to 2010 and all the fumbling that went on behind the scenes, not only in Madison, but in state government, And in the federal government, if we can do it right this time and get it done, boy, that's going to create a large amount of hope for passenger rail in other parts of the state. If Green Bay hasn't done it already, it will certainly give them a boost to get it done. And you mentioned Eau Claire. They've been on the wish list for a decade.
Thanks for that call, Lonnie. We're talking to Terry Brown from the Wisconsin Association of Rail Passengers about potential Amtrak expansions in the state, a stop in Madison, maybe, proposals for Eau Claire, Green Bay, Fox Cities. You can join in with your thoughts at 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We heard there from James, who says, I'd love to see a line connecting Milwaukee with Green Bay and the Fox Cities. I'd use it to see friends and family in the Milwaukee area more often. And Julie writes, yes, wanted it 12 years ago. You can join in at 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation, hear from more of you coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk with Terry Brown, Vice President for Public Relations for the Wisconsin Association of Rail Passengers, with us to talk about possible expansion of rail service in Wisconsin. The ideas are there from Amtrak. The money may be there from the federal infrastructure bill. Is your desire there to have that? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let's go back to your calls now. Jeff is with us in Marshfield. Jeff, hi.
Hi, good afternoon. Just wanted to share, I guess, travel experiences I've been having the past few years in Wisconsin. Actually a pilot myself, but we take our plane down to Milwaukee for maintenance, and it's been a nightmare trying to get from Milwaukee back home and back down. There really is no viable public transportation option. We're typically left having to do one-way rental cars, which are sometimes not available, often reluctant from the rental companies. So would love to see passenger rail expanded, and this is a great start for the state and keep us moving in the right direction.
Jeff, thanks a lot for that call. Would we get stops anywhere near Marshfield at any of these plans, Terry?
No. Listening to that story, boy, I am a little stunned. But no, your honest answer is no. He would still need to pick up some kind of connection from, say, Oshkosh, or Portage, or Tomah. So yeah, that's a little bit of a disappointing story.
Jeff, thanks for the call. Good luck to you on that. Dave is with us now in Middleton. Dave, hi.
Hey, Rob and Terry. I really appreciate you guys putting this on the air today. Just wanted to share a quick story that I've had recently. I took my first trip to Europe this fall and took trains everywhere. Wherever I wanted to go, I could get on a train and make it happen. And when I got back home here, it just made me realize almost kind of how far behind we are with this public transportation on rail. I'm a resident near Madison, and I think we would use this to go to Chicago, go to Milwaukee, go to Eau Claire where my son goes to school. It would just be a perfect and much needed opportunity for our community here.
Dave, thanks
just
a lot.
Just wanted to make the comment.
Sure. Thanks a lot for sharing that experience. Now, Terry, one argument I think sometimes against widespread passenger rail in the United States is we're not Europe. The argument goes there's a lot of closer together population centers. Maybe we got that in the northeastern U.S. We're too sprawling for rail to make sense here. What do you say to that argument?
When you talk about the long distance connections, say you wanted to go from Chattanooga to Milwaukee, yeah, boy, that's a stretch. But go back to your comment about Europe is closer together. So think of that as a more regional network. And that's what Amtrak is trying to create centrally out of a Chicago hub here. So if you travel within the Midwest, say, let's say Madison to St. Louis, right now, boy, that's an expensive local connecting regional air flight, or it's a semi-grinding car drive down I-39 maybe to 55. If we took advantage of the regional opportunities that the Amtrak Connect Us map is giving us, that all of a sudden that Madison to St. Louis trip, that's not bad. It's still a day. It would still be, you know, a day's train ride. But I like riding on a train better than I do driving a car. I'm just saying.
Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Talking to Terry Brown with Wisconsin Association of Rail Passengers, looking at ideas, proposals. There are maps out there of possible expansions of passenger rail in Wisconsin with stops potentially including Madison and Eau Claire. They don't have them now. Fox Cities, Green Bay. No trains there right now, no passenger trains. You could join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts, your concerns, your questions, 800-642-1234. Back to your calls now. Jordan is with us in Marengo. Jordan, hi.
Hey there. Thanks for taking my call. I have a comment that's specific and one that's more meta, so I'll go as quick as I can. Specifically to Madison, all four of the radiating lines out of Madison are all conjoined as one track under the Frank Lloyd Wright Center. I don't think there's enough room for a second track and a platform, but that's no problem logistically because you just put the staging yard just east of there along the power plant. There's quite a wide right of way that a couple, three tracks could be thrown in there. That's back under the Frank Lloyd Wright building, load up and split, and you could go in any of four directions out of Madison, which leads me to my more meta point. Is the success of any rail endeavor is going to be getting butts in the chairs. And I feel like the most efficient way to do that is to develop commuter rail simultaneously or ahead of distance projects. That way you're installing a rail-centric mindset into commuters, getting them out of their cars. You know how horrible the Beltline is in the morning and the afternoon.
Jordan, I gotcha. Thanks a lot for the call, Terry. Jordan's really looking closely at the Madison options there. His first point, he's talking about, I think, a central location versus an a outskirts sort of location for a train station. Green Bay would be making similar decisions. What are the pros and cons of going right downtown versus outskirts?
I'm going to backtrack on you one year.
Sure.
You take phone calls from people from Illinois? Really? Anyways.
We do.
Anyways.
We welcome our Illinois listeners.
The idea of the centrally located train station in Madison in particular, we'll keep it on Madison here, going through the Isthmus has a lot of baggage with it. And that baggage is a slow-running train. So HNTB is the company that the city of Madison hired to do a lot of the research on where would the best location be. And I agree, Monona Terrace would be wonderful just off the lake. That would be a picture perfect location for a tourist to get off a train and look across the lake and wow. And that would be a wonderful picture. I'm just not sold on what it's going to take to get a train to Monona Terrace and then back out of the Isthmus, whether the train is going to Milwaukee or going north to Portage, which means it's going either to, there's been talk about Eau Claire, La Crosse on its way to the Twin Cities. So that's my personal opinion on that. You know, there was something else came to mind. Let's go back to getting passengers in the train.
Right.
I think this is just my sense, talking to people in Madison and certainly the reception that was had last Wednesday. Something in the back of my mind is telling me that's probably going to happen much easier than we think. Than we all think. I'll be honest. I keep comparing Madison, Wisconsin to Richmond, Virginia. They're very similar sized communities. They both have D1 universities. Richmond has a couple, I understand. And Virginia puts a train in and it's like they do zero marketing and the trains are full. Several of their trains have not only return to 2019 ridership numbers, they've exceeded them. That's crazy. I mean, the way we're used to thinking, and I understand I'm taking an Eastern Seaboard state and comparing it to Wisconsin, but I don't think the comparison is that far off base.
Thanks again for that call. To clarify, that was Marengo, Wisconsin, in Ashland County by Ashland. Terry, just in our last few moments, what are you watching for next? There are a lot of balls in the air here. I couldn't think of a good train metaphor.
The next thing coming from the Federal Railroad Administration, the FRA, is this corridor ID program. That is the next big thing. Obviously, Madison needs to keep working with HNTB on selecting a station. But the corridor ID program, if Madison were to be given a corridor ID, if Green Bay and the Fox Valley train were given a corridor ID, that means the FRA has elevated your request status to a higher level and, quite frankly, increase the chances that you'll begin to be awarded some money. The corridor ID status will allow you to apply for money to help Madison pay additional money to HNTB, will help Green Bay and Appleton apply for money to help them. Both of them are going to need to do the exact same thing as Madison as far as locating a new train station.
Terry, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me on again.
That's Terry Brown, Vice President for Public Relations for the Wisconsin Association of Rail Passengers, with us today to talk about potential plans for expansion of passenger rail here in the state.